72% of the 5.5 million South Africans who are HIV positive are in need of antiretroviral ARV drug treatment. In leading the movement against ARV drugs, recently removed South African President Thabo Mbeki denied millions of his people HIV treatment. He believes that the AIDS pandemic was created by Western pharmaceutical companies to take advantage of Africans and maximize their profits. Mbeki also sides with dissident scientists in denying that the HIV virus causes AIDS. And in 2003, he was quoted as saying, quote, "Personally, I don't know anybody who has died of AIDS," end quote. And when asked if he knew anyone infected with HIV, he responded, quote, "I really, honestly don't," end quote. Mbeki's views opposing antiviral drugs were echoed by his health minister, Mantu Shabalala Msimang, more commonly known as Dr. Garlic, who promotes garlic, olive oil, beetroot, and African potatoes as a cure for AIDS. Because the South African government has been reluctant to supply its people with antiretroviral drugs, HIV/AIDS activist groups such as the Treatment Action Campaign, TAC, have been instrumental in the push to allow the distribution of these drugs. It was not until 2004 that the South African government, pressured by HIV/AIDS activist groups, finally began to provide ARVs for its people. It also took a constitutional court battle and much lobbying from the TAC to compel the health department to allow the administration of AZT and nevirapine to HIV-positive pregnant women to prevent mother-to-child transmission of the virus. However, the recent resignation of Mbeki as president of South Africa and the September 25th appointment of the ruling African National Congress, ANC, deputy head Halemia Molanti as interim president give HIV/AIDS activists hope for change. His first day in office, Molanti demoted Dr. Garlic to a less important cabinet position and appointed Barbara Hogan, a senior ANC member of parliament, as Minister of Health, and Dr. Molefe Sefuluro as Deputy Minister of Health. The TAC applauded Molanti's change in administration and issued a statement in support of the new appointees. The TAC credits Hogan as being, quote, "one of the few members of parliament to speak out against AIDS denialism and to offer support to the TAC," end quote, and cites Dr. Sefuluro as supporting, quote, "ARV rollout and the implementation of the prevention of mother-to-child transmission," end quote, at Health of Northwest Province. Hogan has already promised to champion the issue of the government increasing spending on providing ARVs to HIV-positive individuals. In an interview just hours before being sworn into office, Hogan was quoted as saying, quote, "I would thoroughly endorse the rollout of antiretrovirals. In any way that we can accelerate that, the better," end quote. Looking ahead to the next president's administration, in the most recent edition of the ANC newsletter, Jacob Zuma, current ANC president and the expected future South African president, is quoted as wanting, quote, "more action with regards to the reduction of HIV infections, widespread HIV prevention, treatment, and support programs," end quote. Yet Zuma's infamous statement during his 2006 rape trial that he showered after intercourse with a HIV-positive woman to minimize the risk of becoming infected lingers in the back of my mind. I question that how can such change be implemented when South African government officials still need to be educated about how HIV is transmitted and how to reduce their risk of infection.